We looked in the north and thought it was the blue norther coming. Such a huge black cloud, just looked like smoke out of a train stack or something.
This is about what time of day?
About 4 o'clock, 1934. And I just come a rolling over, and when it got near to the house, we was all afraid, and we ran into the storm house because we thought it was a storm. And we lit the lamp, and it was just so dark in there that we couldn't see one another. We just had, even with the lamp lit, and we just choked and smothered. And my husband was out after the cows, and he stumbled up against the barbed wire fence, and he followed the fence till he come to the house, is the way he was able to get to the house. And we had to tie wet rags over our mouth, and just to keep from smothering, we dipped cloths in buckets of water and tied over our mouth down the cellar. And that one lasted so fierce for about 2 hours, and then we took courage and seen he wasn't going to blow away, and we went in the house. And we wet blankets and hung over the windows. And then after the first one, of course, we were scared awfully bad. And the old timers said they'd never seen nothing like that. It seemed so fine. Our house was sealed, but that dust come through somehow. Even in those stucco houses, by all around the doors and the windows, the dust would be all piled so high. And you just had to mop real good when it was over to get it out. You just couldn't get it out no other way.
How long did it last?
Well, sometimes a real bad one would last for a half a day. Sometimes it would be a week before we would see the sun. It was just darkened. And sometimes the cloud would look black. Sometimes they would look red. It was according to which way the wind come, whether it was the red dirt it was blowing over or the black dirt, or according to the way that the storm was coming. And we had cattle. We had cows that we gave $60 and some $90 in pure old money. And we it killed them. They was out in there. And we would cut their lungs open, and it looked just like a mud pack or something. Mm. It just really showed it was the mud.
Well, first you had the flood, and then the grasshoppers, and then the dust storm.
Yes. And we waited, it was about 5 years before we just really give up. Mm-hmm. But every year we began going back in debt so much we thought we never could get out.
You think you would want to come to California?
Well, you get afraid to stay in there. Sure. There's too many has dust pneumonia, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And it gives too many people TB.
Yeah. So that's when you wrote that little poem about the dust storm?
Yes.
Could we hear that? Would you mind reading it?
Well, I'll try, but I don't know how good I'll do. I came to Oklahoma before it was a state. Among the Cheyenne Indians, I roamed from morn to night. We were happy, healthy people, proud to live in that state. One dark, lonely day, a new sight did we see. A thick, smothering dust cloud swept over the prairie. Killed many people, and most smothered me. We waited and hoped almost 5 years through. More people and cattle died, more dust storms came too. Then we decided something we had better do. We loaded a few things into an old car, hoping west to go very far. We landed at the government camp on a flat tar. So tired and hungry, heart sick and dirty too. Here we found food and shelter too. The California people sure are good to you.
Then you wrote another one too, didn't you, about...
Intense we are camped like Abram of old. Thank God for a country and a land that's free. We're so glad that our flags are red, white, and blue. I don't know how I mixed it up so bad the last, but I just didn't.
That was my fault. I shouldn't have done.